All right, KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KFIZ for a Tuesday. It's July 27th of 2021. Always good to catch up with Aaron Sadoff, superintendent of schools at the North School District of North Fond du Lac. And he's kind enough to join us on the phone lines here this morning for our monthly conversation. Aaron, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good, Spencer. And hey, big shout out to Spencer. I wasn't able to meet at the normal time, but you did an awesome job making sure that you kept the news going. So thanks for being flexible, my friend. I appreciate it.
Flexible is the name of our game here at the station. Always stuff to talk about and plenty of news going on in the sports world. We're able to bump up our sports conversation for today with what's happening up in Green Bay. But I think a lot of people are still focused on Milwaukee after a championship there last week.
I'll tell you, I had heard some things that the inquiries on the different online areas or online sites about real estate and homes in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the way that the Bucks fans and Wisconsinites showed up and showed out with the Deer District, I mean, just think about that. There's a championship. There's no riots. I mean, there was a little bit of some things that happened, but nothing huge. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. What a great show for the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, when you look at that team, that's a good thing with Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton and Giannis. Good guys do finish first sometimes.
That is true. It's so nice to have humble superstars like Giannis and Drew and Chris and, you know, fan favorites like Bobby Portis and P.J. Tucker and Pat Connaughton. So nice to be able to say those guys are on our team and we could cheer for them. Mm-hmm. And there's great people and great basketball players, so it's really cool to see.
Oh, yeah, and we got other skill sets in sports with David Bakhtiar and his dad. We could put them up in any sort of off-the-strip Olympics, if you would.
that is true. Speaking of the Olympics, have you been checking out the action?
You know, it's fun still watching that. It's enjoyable. I hope the basketball team men's bounces back, but, you know, it's always something to see those different stories of the different people from all over the world. And I watched that swimming last night where that high school just graduated senior from Alaska won swimming, and they showed her high school classmates in Seward, Alaska going nuts. It's kind of fun. It's a celebration of what's good, and there's so much more of that than what's not.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, a great story to transition into talking about high school and high school education and opportunities for our local students here. I know the school board met this week, and one of the big topics as we wrap up July, head into August, and look forward to another school year is, the welcome back plan for the fall in North Fond du Lac. What can you tell us about what was discussed last night?
Yeah, so really, you know, working with the Fond du Lac County Health Department, who gets some guidance from the CDC and the State Health Department, working with our school nurse, Nurse Bridget Ambon, who's awesome, and our health team. You know, creating a plan where, you know, when we said we're going to look at the data and we're going to look at the facts, our county in our area is different than other areas. And, you know, sometimes we had a really big surge in COVID and hospitalizations over the, you know, the holidays and, you know, in October, November. But we've seen a big decrease. And in the summer, we've seen even more of a decrease. We know that there's variants. We know there's other things going on. But we also, when we look at the statistics, we know that anybody who's wanted to get vaccinated has the opportunity to do that. We still have our kids that are under the age of 12 that haven't had that opportunity. But we also know from research and things that those children are less susceptible to dangerous effects of COVID. So looking at everything, and we've been going masks are optional at summer school from the beginning. I know that other area districts have done different things too with masks optional. We still are doing a lot with our cleaning and our mitigation strategies, you know, try to keep 3 feet when we can. Still, if you're, you know, big thing, we rely on parents. But we're going to be coming back in the fall, optimistic, but pragmatic, but also very, you know, thoughtful. So right now the board passed that our welcome back plan, and we'll be sending it out via our social media sites all this afternoon. But really, masking is going to be optional, but highly recommended if somebody's not fully vaccinated. And then, except for buses, that's a federal mandate, so we'll cross that bridge when the federal government changes what they say or doesn't. And then really we're looking at if people are asymptomatic and then they're not a household contact, then we're not going to, you know, just monitor symptoms and not quarantine. But the big thing is household contact is where we see the biggest spread. So our welcome back plan is really be, let's be thoughtful. Let's keep up with those cleaning things that we're doing and sanitation. Let's be welcome those kids back. Let's see those faces when it's safe. If people want to wear a mask, by no means can they not. And we'll make sure that everybody feels that they have and are supported by wearing or not wearing a mask. We're going to very much recommend if you're not vaccinated to wear one, but they're going to be optional. And we're really looking forward to monitoring the health of our kids, which we will continue to do, and our staff. But really, you know, relying on our parents, relying on our community, because that's where our strength comes from, is, you know, if your kid's sick and not feeling well, keep them home. We're going to be able to do a lot more testing. But really, we're going into the fall, really pragmatic. Masks are optional. Still trying to do things in the schools to keep things sanitized and clean, and then just monitor. So I left the board meeting last night feeling very good. And also the board knows that if something happens and we see an uptake in our community, or if we see a spread going on in our schools, we'll quickly reconvene a meeting and look at if we have to remask up or do some other things. So we're going forward with having as normal as a start of school as we possibly can. And I'm proud of our staff, our leadership team, our teachers. We have over 90% vaccination rate of our staff, which is awesome. And I'm really proud of our families. We've had summer school go really well, knock on wood, and just looking forward to having 21-22 be that year that we've learned from the past and we come back better than ever.
When you talk about the structure of how things will go in the schools, I know in the past year there was a lot of like cohorting and different models like that. Is that put aside for now with this welcome back plan?
Yes, we're going to still try to do 3 feet of distancing, but I mean, the reality of it is that we only can do so much, and we're looking at the data, we're looking at the number of cases, we're seeing how cases impact our younger people, our students, and we're seeing a lot of positive things that say, you know what, we're still going to do the cleaning, we're still going to do that contact tracing, we're still going to ask families to keep their kids home when they're not feeling well, we're still going to really, you know, ask people to get vaccinated if they can, and monitor things. So we're not going to do the cohorting. We're going to, at this time, we're going to go forward and see what we can do. One thing I could tell you, Spencer, and everybody out there, is that we changed our whole model of education within 3 days, and we know what to do now. So if we have to make a change and do things different, we definitely will.
That's something I know we pointed out too before is, you know, at this point in time, having dealt with this for well over a year now, I think we all know, and especially in the education field, like you just said, that pivot is now something that can be done pretty easily as opposed to where we were last March and April, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think, too, there's been a lot of fatigue from our staff and our community, our parents, our kids. So I think the summer came at a great time. And I really think that we coming in, we're going to be really in a great place coming back. There's going to be some nerves. You know, we're going to hear about different variants, and we're going to monitor what happens around here. We can't control what goes on in Japan. We can't control what goes on in Austin, Texas, and we can't even control what goes on in Madison, but we can have an impact on what goes on in the school district, North Fond du Lac, in our community, and that's where we're going to focus and try to create the best environment for our students to learn.
You also talked about the 1 year ago reflection when it comes to, you know, 2021 and looking back to 2020. We kind of just touched on it there, but anything else that you shared with the board about how far we've come in a year?
Yeah, so last year, last night, I kind of shared a statement that we talked about where just really reminded, and we went as a district to say, hey, this fall, when I talk about this fall, I'm talking about 2020, this past fall, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We saw people angry and mad. We were in the midst of an election that was very divisive like we've never seen before. And, you know, we really tried to focus on attacking ideas, not people. We weren't 100% successful with that, but I think we were more successful because we had that focus. And what we saw in our communities, we saw a lot of people, you know, really step up and do great things. We saw many people who had anxieties that we got to work with and support. But as we look right now, a year ago, we're in a good place. And we're in a place where we really can, and we know that together we're better. So, yeah, it's amazing. Man, I'll tell you, at this time last year, this was probably one of the high stress points of my life as far as a professional, because we just had no idea. And the guidance and the structure we're getting was very vague. So just very proud of the board, our administrative and leadership team, and our staff and our parents and students for what they've done this year. It's amazing.
Hey, Aaron, before we let you go, I don't think we've had you on since the state budget passed, and I just saw news came out yesterday that Governor Evers called a special session for today. Obviously, the chances of that special session happening probably slim to none, but he did call that special session increase state spending on education by $550 million over the next 2 years. Just your general reaction to the state budget when it comes to education and funding for education, and your thoughts on the governor's at least proposed special session, if you could.
Sure. You know, we have been in a very, I think, roller coaster ride since Act 10, and even before that when we look at revenue caps in the 90s. And the reality of it is, when we look at where Wisconsin is, and, you know, we provide great opportunities in education as far as our test scores and our standardized tests and how we look at the closing the gaps between different minorities and different subgroups, we're struggling, and we got to get better. We know that money's not the answer, but investment in public education, specifically in high-quality staff and teachers, and we know now that that is a huge deal. And any investment, and what I'm hoping is that we can get to a point where public education isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. It should be an us thing. And we know that the better education we have, the more that we're going to attract people to want to live in our communities and come to this great state. And that takes resources. And currently, right now, the state of Wisconsin is pretty much flush with cash, and they've really done a great job. We have done a great job with raising revenues. And this is a time where we could really invest in public education and see what happens. And I know that right now with the structure and the scrutiny and the way that we're looking at doing things, we would take those resources and do well. Like you said, snowball's chance in July, summer in Wisconsin of the meeting, probably. But I just am glad that that we're looking at still trying to do more and more to help to get those resources to public education because it matters.
Excellent, Aaron. Appreciate the time as always. Have a great day. We'll talk again in August.
All right, thanks again, Spencer. And, hey, let's go Packers. Let's win one this year, and then they can go off in the sunset.
There you go.
Super Bowl or bust.
I agree. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Sadoff from the School District of North Fond du Lac joining us here on News Talk 1450. Always appreciate it.